welcome to the Anytime Notebook. We're here every single week to mark your goal scorer card across the EFL. Joining me to pick the bones out of the weekend that was, look ahead to the next coupon, which is quickly upon us in midweek. As always, John Bywater. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Gav. Sorry about that. I said no more clips, but is there a correlation since I've started playing YouTube down the mic? We can't seem to stop winners. What's going on?
It's some Saturday that was. John, we were just talking before we recorded. A Saturday for the good guys. It was looking pretty ominous towards after 80 minutes, but then... yeah, it all changed round. An afternoon that started at 2 p.m. for me with the disappointment at Lewis Freestone not being in the Cheltenham squad. But bubbling along nicely. Nothing of note until about 4:40, and then it was in quick succession. I think we were just about chatting about the Kofi Barmer and Charlie Lakin double when Mr. Tanganga, who opened up the show, rounds off a pretty special day. And by the looks of it, DMs were full and messages were all great, and lots of people had it right off with some of the multis, which is good.
It certainly is, Gav. Yeah, it was, like you say, it's a weird game, really. After 82 minutes, nothing had happened. I sort of drifted away on something else, and I just sort of had one last look at the vidi printer, and then you look up once, Barmer scored, you look up again, Lakin scored, and then... then you were getting slightly emotional when Tanganga scored. I saw some near misses in public, but I did get a couple of other slips privately with people who'd done very, very nicely. So that's really good. I only ended up having the Lake Obama double just due to price really here, but, you know, that's, to be honest, when I saw the, also, I didn't mention this in the notes, but when I saw Mark Roberts was back for Birmingham, I wasn't as keen on it as well, and I couldn't get the price. So I'm not really going to, you know, you always kick yourself. But, yeah, it was just interesting. Someone sent me a, he didn't send me the slip, but someone had done what I often do, Gav, the old first-last doubles, and to say they connected.
Oh, wow.
Well, you had Barmer first-last, you had Lakin last, you had Tanganga first-last. that's one that probably, we've said it before, these sort of days happen maybe once every couple of seasons, don't they? Maybe two or three seasons. You can need a lot of luck. As with everything, you need a lot of luck. I mean, going back to that Lakin goal, watched the highlights, and it was a blatant penalty, but the ref wasn't going to give it, and the linesman was flagging like a madman, and eventually the ref went over and they gave it. So, again... yeah, you always need that on your side, but yeah, it's really good.
Trust the process, though, because you know Tanganga's gone in at 20s, but you were, even though Roberts was back, you were spot on about the Birmingham vulnerability, because Jake Cooper had plenty of chances in that game as well. It's it wasn't that.
Someone messaged me after the pod and said, well, it sounds like you like Cooper more than Tanganga. I said, well, I do, but he's three times the price. That's kind of our basic premise, which it should be with anyone. But that game only reaffirmed the view that Cooper will come back to form shortly. I think he had three efforts by 25 minutes in. He had another that went down in the end as a pass in the box, but he was being held a lot, and I think if he hadn't been held, he would have scored. That was after about 60 minutes. And there was another, for Tanganga's goal, the only reason Tanganga was free was because two or three men were pulling Cooper all over the shop. How about this, Gav? This is a good little one for the listeners and you. Well, not for you, because you've seen the notes. But Cooper's on no goals at this point of the season. I reckon he'll get to at least three by the end of this season, which is a confidence shout because there's not long to go. But anyway, since he came through at Reading, now going all the way back to, get ready to feel old here, listeners and Gav, Which season was the season he scored his first league goal in, and he hasn't not scored a league goal in a season since?
What is he knocking on the door of 30? Like I said, I've seen the notes. It was longer than longer than I thought, but yeah, I wouldn't have, I wouldn't have put it as a at a decade ago. But yeah,
no, 2014, 2015. You can even go 2013, 2014 if you want to count Premier League two goals, but we're not going to count that. So, yeah, I mean, he's only 30, so, yeah, that's pretty impressive. They visit Leeds on Sunday, which might mean he might be a price. So, yeah, we'll see how that pans out later in the week. But interesting stuff, Gavin. What about a mention for the first name on my notes last weekend, Rob Dickey? Seems somewhat apt. Seems very apt that he got the goal in that dire game on Sunday in the end, didn't it?
It did, but, yeah. It's about time, what are we, 6 minutes into the podcast, it's about time we started talking about the ones that got away. Rob Dickey was definitely one of those. Words that came out of my mouth talking about Jack Moylan at Lincoln, shot happy in the last notebook. But apparently, according to me, not much juice in the 11-2 at Barnsley, which is true because he didn't start, but he was pretty electric in that second half, scored two. Lincoln.
Oh, did he come off the bench? Did he
come off the bench? Yeah, could have had a third. He's opened 100-30 midweek against Cambridge, and yeah, just to top that off, Kyron Lofthouse, who was better known to listeners of this podcast with words that come out of my mouth, where I said he doesn't look the most natural of finishers, which sounded shrewd until he's put one in the bottom corner from 25 yards at the weekend against Salford. was a short 7-2 when he's opened up. MK Dons are at Grimsby on Tuesday night, but yeah, Bet365 are just up, and 17-2 the pair for him and Tomlinson on the other
7-2, did you say?
A short of 7-2, but prices were out nice and early, weren't they, Sunday? But just Bet365 have gone up today, 17-2, yeah, with which is not too bad for
Nat would be proud, wouldn't he?
Nat Lofthouse would be proud.
Thanks for clarifying the surname there, Gav. That was
were they related?
I've got no idea, but
no idea.
Let me have a look. Nat Lofthouse related to. I wouldn't imagine so, but I don't know. Is it that rare a surname? Maybe it is.
I don't know. Maybe it's he's destined to be a
No, I don't think so.
He's not related. There we go. Completely.
That means he probably is. Someone will tell us.
Someone will tell us. Let's say, with no championship action in midweek, I tell you what, let's change the habit of a lifetime. We'll start off with League Two. It's a full slate, right, in League One and League Two, which was very nice coming off a winning weekend. John, I know you've got a couple of selections in League Two. Just let me mark people's card for what we saw at the weekend. I thought Harry Forster was putting together a really nice first season in league football for Crawley. He's got his fourth at Harrogate. Saw those chances look really dangerous down the left-hand side. 5-1 for Crawley, who faced Notts County midweek. And we shouldn't let a review of the weekend pass without mentioning Connor Masterson, who's sixth himself, which and despite the fact he scored five, Tranmere were more than happy just to let him have a free header from a corner 6 yards out. Well done, Connor Masterson, who got scored what, one before Christmas, but has just really started motoring there.
Oh, it's unreal, since Christmas.
John, take us on the windy road down League Two, because I think a couple of things took your fancy when you were looking at the prices as well.
Yeah, it's very, very windy, Gav. does it feel to you that we only just did this about 5 minutes ago, or is it just me?
Notes or the podcast? Or
I don't know. The podcast seems very close together this week, even though we've done it before like this. Anyway, that's a bit of internal thought for your listeners.
Don't pity us. Pity the poor listeners.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We thank them for those messages. There's some lovely messages. Lots of new followers. It makes a change from the sex bots who normally normally enjoy the content. Right. Anyway, people aren't interested in that. I've got three games I'm interested in League Two. Two selections. The first game, no selection I could find, Crawley versus Notts County. You watch back that, well, the O'Toole goal that was then an own goal and the Barmer goal. Notts County have got to be really one of the first sides you look to get against from a set play point of view. Non-existent communication. Don't know what the goalkeeper was doing for the Barmer goal. He came out, then he went back again. And it wasn't exactly the greatest header back. It was okay, but yeah, it was a pretty amateur stuff all round. Now, they go to Crawley this midweek. Not the easiest side to get someone with. Just looking through the Crawley options now, you've got Dion Conroy, but he went off injured after 23 minutes at the weekend. Not the greatest scoring record, but not too bad output-wise this season. If Dion Conroy started, then the 20s would be playable for me, but I've got no idea. I then went down the rabbit hole, Gav, looking at his replacement, Joy McKenna. Don't know if he's any relation to Paul McKenna. Probably not. If he is, he could tell us if he's ever going to score a goal.
Paul McKenna.
We love to bring joy to the listener, don't we? anyway, this fairly youngster, he actually had a long spell at St Albans, believe it or not, in the National League South. 1-8-0 there, 80, which I'm not even going to try and be positive about. He just, I don't know, he's not really shown anything yet. So if he came in, I wouldn't really be interested there. Good old Harry Ransom, who, despite the recent goal, not for me at the price now. The only other option you've got really is Will Wright, 9-1 top price, peppering the target every now and then again, but no good now that Orsi is the confirmed penalty taker. So just to clarify with that game, if Dion Conroy did start, then 20-1 would really be a selection, but I can't go for it. I've just come off injured after 20 minutes. So after all that, Gav, no selection there for me.
No selection. One for the Democratic Republic of Congo transmitter as well there, Joy McKenna.
Oh, excellent. Good work. How did I not spot that? I've looked at the St Albans highlights.
Too busy working on your Paul McKenna joke.
Yeah. No, that wasn't in the notes, Gav. That's all. We can do ad hoc comedy. Like. That's
right. We both kind of circled Swindon Accrington as a potential opportunity. Again, taking on an Accrington defence that we think that can be got at. And it was tough to find someone to be with when they face Swindon. But we mentioned this lad a couple of weeks ago, said there could be an opportunity coming up, and it might be one this midweek. Take us away, John.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting if people who keep an eye on the X2 market, Bradford were absolutely smashed up against Accrington at the weekend. Now, that tells you that probably the market likes Bradford, but the market also realises that Accrington without Coleman probably is a bad thing. Okay, I do love him, but if you look at that squad, it is essentially made up of a lot of players that have never played a full season of senior football. I don't know how they're going to deal with losing him and he's just the whole setup they had there. So I think you can downgrade Accrington a bit, at least for the short term. And obviously that showed in the performance where they didn't get a kick. Now, as you say, Gav, I don't know why I've tried this new tactic of running through every defender, but I'm sticking with it. never normally do this. I was a bit fuzzy on Sunday. I was in two minds whether I was happy or sad after the multis. Right, so Swindon, you've already mentioned Conor McCarthy, who's going to be the selection. Tom Brewitt came back into the side at the weekend. You can do it if you Tom Brewitt. How'll that work? No, that doesn't really work. Thank you. And Fraser Blake Tracy. On the data, there's pretty much nothing between the three of them. McCarthy's a little bit better data, and he's the biggest price of all three. So pretty simple case. We'll go with Conor McCarthy at 14-1 as the first selection of the podcast after the weekend before, as it's been named.
After the Lord Mayor's show. I fully endorse that, whether my endorsement's worth anything. But, Conor McCarthy, 14-1 for Swindon at Accrington. John, anything else on the coupon in League 2?
Yes.
We get through today, but nothing else there for me.
We've got a don't worry, listeners. Gav will get to speak in a minute. I've got nothing for League One. I added this selection after I'd sent the notes originally, and normally I resend the notes, but I couldn't be bothered. So we got Bradford versus Forest Green. Couple of Bradford players interested me here. Tyreek Wright scored twice at the weekend in the left of a front three, on loan from Plymouth, where he went to from Bradford on a permanent, but he's barely got a kick at Plymouth. Back at Bradford now, never prolific though, but still only 22. He opened up 9-2, but which probably I would have selected him up, but he's now as the biggest is 7-2, which is about right. Maybe I'd have him threes, but I'm not going to put someone up at 7-2 and make threes. So I think the interesting player, the player behind him on the left side, is Lewis Richards. Now, that's a new name, I think, for the pod. Is that a new name, Kev?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two shots away versus Accrington at the weekend. Okay, it was a bit of a demolition job, but interesting quotes from the aforementioned Wright in the local press. It seems like they played together on the left side quite a lot. For Ireland, I think it was under 16 and under 17 level. So he was just talking about how he knows where he's going to be on the overlapping run and, you know, the usual stuff. They know each other well. So, you know, that's just a bit of filler, really, but it can't hurt. Now, Richards had 10 shots this season, which, considering he hasn't played a bundle of minutes, isn't devoid of promise. And I thought, considering Bradford are obviously strong favourites home to Forest Green, a Forest Green side who I think at the moment are being a little bit papered over the defensive cracks by the excellent performances of the online goalkeeper from Norwich, who has made a few worldy saves, including at the weekend from the penalty. So I think at 20-1, considering the X2 odds, Lewis Richards is a bit of a flyer, but we'll go with Lewis Richards at 20-1.
Big fan of that. Yeah, be a huge fan of that. Yeah, I like that angle on the left-hand side as well. John, I suddenly feel like how the listeners must feel. I hadn't seen your notes, so I hadn't had a chance to digest it and reflect on it. And then you just...
More exciting.
It's more exciting. I felt like I was like, you know what? Looks like it does look like a flyer. Let's head off into League One then. Reflection on the weekend. Were we just saying, John, a couple of weeks ago, how quiet John Guthrie has been this season before we went on? Yes. Now got 2-2 for the Cobblers, man. That was a good flick on to get a point at Cambridge. He's now slap bang on his expected goals mark, 3 from 3 over the course of the season. Owen Toyle, player that we often mention. Great leap to rescue a point for Bolton at Exeter. Round off. Yeah, that was another one that probably passed us by. We spoke a couple of weeks ago about just the consecutive chances. That was the fourth straight game that Toyle had had a chance.
He was quite short, though, Gav. I think he was...
Definitely would have been shorter.
He was about sevens or something, so I didn't really look at him again.
Tyler Bindon at Reading, he continued his tidy run of chances. So what were they, home to Wickham this weekend? Hit the post, excellent header, like almost from a standing start on the penalty spot. He got on the end of another as well later in the game that just fired over the crossbar. 33s at Derby midweek, but already kind of looking ahead to the weekend, which is kind of famous last words, but potentially a better spot at Cambridge, who we just mentioned conceded that John Guthrie goal from a set piece. So maybe one to circle, ready for the weekend, Tyler Bindon for Reading, who looks to be on a tidy run of chances. Vale Shrewsbury, almost half of that match XG came from set pieces. Jesse Debrew with a good opportunity to open his league account for Vale. At the other end, Vale in all sorts of trouble. Daniel Udo and Tom Bloxham, who got the goals for Shrewsbury, just got all the time in the world to pick their spots. Vale have failed to defend the second phase properly. And, pretty simple goals from the second phase of set pieces for them. Orient midweek had a little look there. It would have been nice to get double figures on Beckles, but I think those days are long gone when Orient are in this spot against someone like Vale. But I did think, I've got one selection here. I did think Shrewsbury Exeter was interesting.
Ooh.
I think that Exeter form table is going to show you, 2 points in the last month, but They were minutes away from beating Bolton. They were competitive at Peterborough prior to that. Those defeats to Lincoln and Derby have been backed up from a form perspective by both of those teams, who are both on good winning runs. They're level on points for Shrews here, but definitely more positive about the away side. Let me just have a look. I think they're 2-1 away at Shrewsbury, which looks fair enough. A good, really solid away form of all those sides in the bottom half. Exeter probably come into this game with the best away form. Recent wins since late January at Wigan, Barnsley. They went to Bristol Rovers as well. All of which, they are the. That's the catalyst for me taking a look at where I think there's potentially some value in the 1x2 market. You start to look through the players just like you do, John. Would love to be confident about the 14-1 Vincent Harper, who we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. Scored against Fleetwood a fortnight ago. Started further forward in a 4-1-3-2 at Peterborough. Didn't start Saturday, though. Ben Purvington's back in at left wing back. So that kind of put a stop on any ambition to take advantage of those Vincent Harper prices, which look out of sync with some of the layers in the market. If you're looking from a set piece point of view, it's just hard to make a case for Will Ameson, Zach Jules, both not registering much at all. But it wouldn't surprise you if they were threats in midweek. I wondered here whether Luke Harris. Loney from Fulham. I wonder whether he's just starting to find his feet. And I wondered whether you've got at the top of that market, you've got like Mo Isa, who hasn't started the last few. Aitchison is not in prolific goal scoring form. So I wondered whether there was a bit of value further down the line for Exeter. And it could be Luke Harris. Seeing out the 90 in the last two games, started in attacking midfield position and through the middle. That last away game at Peterborough, he started up front next to Cox. And he was, that was his most productive game since he joined. I thought this was a good price, 11-2, dropped down in class for Exeter. A player that's, joined on loan, just starting to find his feet. I thought 11-2, Luke Harris, looked like a good spot for me to get involved in midweek. So I'll pop that one up. And that was about it for me in League One. I guess just a mention for Nigel Longwick. If we got a new name for Wickham, as it could be, but he's went down as a set piece finish. But I don't know whether you've seen it, John. It was an overhead kick in the penalty spot.
You can't legislate for those, Gav.
You can't legislate for those. But yeah, you knew your luck was in if you backed Wickham set pieces, and that was one of the ones you got on the end of. So well done. And that was it for me. I think League One looked not much else there. I don't think it. Like I said, it would have been nice to find some opportunities to be against. Against Vale with Orient, but Exeter at Shrewsbury.
Quite tricky, the League One card, I thought, this midweek.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
couldn't see anything really, even like X2, we sometimes look at, like you say.
Portsmouth, Burton. I was at, probably should mention, I was at Burton Peterborough on Saturday. It's finished 3-1, but I tell you what, I was keen to back. No goal score as soon as I turned up because that Burton pitch looks like in an absolutely terrible state. It was Peter will be happy to get out of there with 3 points, but it could be selling goals could be on the task list for when Burton are next at home. Yeah, they were away at Portsmouth. Yeah, not much else. I guess Bolton centre halves against famous Oxford, who we always want to be against. Yeah, nothing of value just there. We're probably just reaching for reaching for possibilities now, aren't we? I think we've got a pretty solid list there for a midweek, John. Remind us of your selections.
Yeah, we're just easing ourselves back into the scene after the weekend. Nothing in League One. League Two, we're going to have Swindon versus Accrington. Connor McCarthy, 14-1, been a regular mention, certainly by Gav the last few weeks. And Bradford versus Forest Green, a new name for most listeners, Lewis Richards at 20-1.
Very big fan of Lewis Richards all of a sudden. And I'll add 11-2, Luke Harris for Exeter. as they visit Shrewsbury in what could be a good spot for the away side right there. John, 25 minutes of ahead of a midweek coupon, reflecting on all that we saw and all that we've got to look forward to towards the end of the week. Yeah, congratulations again. Two selections. Hey, the I'll update the
P&L.
Well, as I stumbled in home on Saturday night, I still remembered. I'd made myself some coffee before I'd sheepishly wandering off to bed. But I thought, that'll be good to see what the P&L looks like. I haven't got it in front of me right now, but it's needless to say, it's looking nice and healthy, which is yeah. Good. We can't destroy a P&L. In what?
There's still time.
2 months left of the season. John, thank you for joining us once again. Whatever you're backing this week, be lucky, be sensible. Lots of betting opportunities this week. Yes, good. Those midweek coupons whilst the festival's on is always a nice thing to look forward to. John, we'll do it all again.
Will Liam Freestone Cup be back? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. He's going
to. Where's your inside word? What's happened to him?
I still couldn't. I mean, all the way up to Saturday. Like you know us. I was looking at everything that came out of Darrell Clark's mouth last week and just nothing. No one knew anything. Still no one knows anything.
I saw they said that they had a sickness bug as well. So I don't know if it's got anything to do with that.
Maybe that's it. Probably. Maybe that's it. Yeah. We'll check on the team news midweek and see whether Mr. Freestone makes this. Oh, we should. We've mentioned last thing we'll mention the Bosun Luau prices have all gone, haven't they? So I think the best price is probably tens, I think, or 11, I think 23-2, I think, was the best price I saw. But most people, the market's now reacted. So long live Bosun Luau prices. We can bury those. John, there we go. We knew I'd managed to finish it on a negative note. Probably the most positive podcast we've
had. Yeah, I don't like it. It doesn't feel right. It's not got the same edge to it.
It's more about the
bring back December when we had about one winner since August.
That's right. I could sense the eye rolls from everyone that stopped listening about then to say, oh, look, those lads have finally had a winner.
And what have we changed? That's the thing. We haven't changed anything.
Nothing.
This is the game. You know, you just need luck on your side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On that note, be lucky, everyone, and we'll join forces again. Looking ahead to a weekend, there's a bit of FA Cup action, isn't there? But there's also for those of you not lucky enough to still be in the FA Cup, there's some league action to look forward to as well.
A little dig there from the Coventry end.
Whatever you're backing, be lucky, take care. John, I'll speak to you later in the week.
This feels like a very long outro. We will do it all again in a few days. Good luck, everybody.